of blue shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Hi everyone, this is Mary Cuso Fortunato, and I have been a volunteer with City of Angels for about 3 years now. I am here tonight doing a wellness and recovery show, co-hosting with Phil Diaz. The name of the show tonight will be Getting Well in Recovery with Phil Diaz. Phil has an exceptionally impressive history in this industry, as well as being an author of several books. He's co-authored Healing Trauma, The Codependency Connection, Another 12 Steps to Self-Parenting. His most recent book is Let Your Soul Evolve, which he co-authored with his partner, Paul Oliva. Currently, they have a treatment facility, which they joined forces in partnership about 5 years ago. Spiritual Growth Therapy offers wide range of therapeutic treatment to a variety of different types of disorders, from post-traumatic stress disorder. We have several self-harm clients, borderline personality disorder, bipolar, schizophrenic, eating disorders, and we do have several services that are provided to these clients. To name a few, yoga, core energetic healing, meditation, hypnotherapy, psychodrama, nutrition, acupuncture, massage. There's such a great variety of groups offered, as well as the specialized groups to people such as self-injury and self-harm. We also have several clients who are going through the trauma treatment. We also have Reiki healing, we have life coaching, we have art therapy, as well as having groups for sexual assault victims, LGBT groups. We have physical trauma victims, veterans and first responders. One of my favorite groups to have sat in on was your psychodynamics group, Phil, and I know for a fact that the clients agree it's one of the favorites. We see them break through like no other, and what that group does for them, it makes them face and release the things that they've been leaving deep down inside and not bringing to the surface, covering up with substances, covering up all of those feelings and not bringing them to the surface and dealing with them. That's what psychodynamics really does for them. And they are always speaking very highly of that group. What we're talking about now is their experience and what their history has been and the positive outcome they have experienced in program here, in a spiritual way, in a growthful way, in a therapeutic way. And I'm learning a lot right now just sitting with them and talking, because as I do know all of the clients to a certain degree, I am not a therapist, but I do speak to them very often on a more social level, because we do see each other a lot during activities and during break times at the center. We do spend a lot of time together, but the deep-rooted issues, I don't really get to speak much to them about. So what I'm learning about them is more of their history, of whether it may be the mental health aspect or the substance abuse aspect, but it's actually an enlightening time for me as well. We are here now. Phil Diaz has been hosting the show, and what we're doing is digging a little deeper into what is offered here at the Spiritual Growth Therapy Program, which is also Evolve Mental Health, and there's also a new program for Evolve Youth Program. And we have three very different people here with very different histories, and it's all pretty interesting to listen to because we relate in a big way, but then we're different in a lot of ways. So I'd like to introduce Phil Diaz. And Phil, can you tell us exactly what spiritual growth therapy is and what inclined Paul and yourself to start this program?
This is Phil Diaz, MSW, and I'm here to talk about the spiritual growth therapy with Garrett, Jessica, and Michelle, all of which have experienced spiritual growth therapy in their own recovery from various things. I'm going to start with Jessica. Jessica, what is spiritual growth therapy to you?
Hey, Phil. So I read a book once that stated negativity in our minds that surround our thoughts and entrap them is sort of like pouring cement that ingrains negativity within us. And spiritual growth therapy to me means chiseling away at that negativity slowly using coping mechanisms such as attracting positivity, redirecting thoughts, those types of things, and eventually freeing up and expanding our wise minds and the way we interpret things in our lives so that we can positively approach things, and by law of attraction, we'll receive a positive outcome.
That's very well done, Jessica. That, I think that's a really good way of describing a spiritual growth therapy. Garrett, how do you see it?
Well, for my entire life, I've been kind of stuck in the mud. You know, I've had experiences in my life that kind of kept me feeling like a numb feeling, from like past experiences. But what spiritual growth therapy really does for me is it gives me like hope for a future. Like when I first got in here, I was clinically depressed. I had really, really bad anxiety, and with like social situations, and I was really depressed from my past experiences. But what I've really learned here is to be able to get past those experiences by finding what I'm grateful for and dealing with my core issues.
Michelle, you're a little bit older than the other two people who talked. So as a more mature person, how do you view what spiritual growth therapy does?
Well, I have found being here that besides working on my addiction, that it basically stems from deep-rooted mental issues, depression that I had before. So they're teaching me how to get it up, get it out of me, put it to the side, and start receiving more positive. I feel the world has become very negative, so it's hard to kind of escape from that and not absorb it. However, they teach you here that energy can be positive and that you should try and put that more out to the universe, or you should put it out to the universe, and that's what you will get back. So they're giving me skills to learn this, and I feel a little better already.
Well, I think all of you have done an incredible job of distilling it. As one of the authors of the book, Spiritual Growth Therapy, as one of the authors of Let Your Soul Evolve, which describes the model of care, I think you guys have really captured it. I mean, it really is about taking ancient philosophy, current therapy practice, and quantum physics to describe how people can get better. In our mindset, what you think is what you are, and that really, basically, depression is simply a mindset. And when you change that mindset, you change being depressed. And we really believe that we can help you change that whole mindset and change from being depressed to not being depressed. And rather quickly. The other thing is, many people, especially if they've taken drugs or been depressed, got pretty negative thinking. And you get what you think. The world, if we really believe in, is what you think is what you get. The world is made up of your thoughts. That's quantum physics. Everything starts from an idea and then gets real. So a car was once an idea before it was a car. And our idea about our lives and what our lives can be are what we manifest and what we create. And in our treatment center, we teach you guys to, and everybody, to change their thinking in order to change their lives. And everybody can have an incredible life. Everybody can have anything they want as long as they maintain a positive attitude about getting it.
Okay, Jessica, you're a young woman. I believe you're 22.
Yes.
And how does that affect you being so young, learning these new principles of life? And how is this different from what you were taught growing up?
So for me, it's sort of like, it's 50-50. Part of me struggles more because a part of me feels abnormal because I see my other peers at 22 outside of treatment, you know, that I would be graduating college right now, I would have a steady job, out socializing, making friends. Sometimes I do get in the mentality that, well, you know, instead I'm in treatment, instead I'm depressed, this and that. But then I like to think that, yes, I'm in treatment, but that can be a good thing because I get to deal with my issues and my addictions while I'm still young. And as far as my future goes, I'm going to have, you know, coping skills, knowledge, wisdom, that are going to help me achieve more and, you know, further myself, better myself as a person for a longer period of time than, you know, peers my age who are not yet learning these skills. I feel like I have a great opportunity here to learn that, that not everybody is so fortunate to have, you know.
So, Jessica, I understand you're a model, and I know in modeling there's a lot of issues models have. Can you talk a little bit about that experience?
Oh, let's see. I mean, my experience in modeling was I started off as a freelance, you know. I got scouted after 4 years to my agency, and through the 4 years that I freelanced, I stayed sober. You know, I wouldn't pick up a drink, and I kind of kept to myself a little bit because I knew that the statistics and the cliches of modeling were, you know, you abuse substances to stay thin, you use them. An important part of modeling that most people don't think about is energy. You have to have energy. You are, you know, hustling every day. You have to present yourself a certain way. and it's a tough gig. It's almost like, you know, working out for like 5 hours straight, you know, the poses and everything. So there is a lot of pressure. When I signed with the agency, that's when I really got the picture of how much, you know, girls and guys put strain on themselves to have a type of demeanor. So, I mean, I did see girls who, you know, there was some substance abuse. Mostly I did see eating disorders such as, you know, bulimia, anorexia. And I tried very hard to not get sucked into those things. I tried very hard to do things, you know, if you want to say, like, quote, the right way. but it's tough. It's difficult because for me personally, I was constantly looking at, well, you know, someone's skinnier than me because they're bulimic or they're skinnier than me. I mean, being thin is obviously, you know, you worry about your measurements, you worry about your weight, your height, all these things. I was told that doing yoga can actually make you taller, so I was doing that, you know, 10 times a day. I was working out 3 hours every day at the gym, at home. It's a lot of pressure, just a lot of pressure. And unfortunately, eventually that pressure did get to me. You know, I started abusing opiates. I started doing speed just to keep myself energetic, to keep myself awake. You know, I was getting close to maybe 4 hours, 3-4 hours of sleep a night, just trying to keep myself motivated. And of course, it was in a very unhealthy way. But you just kind of, it's hard. You know, you do get this mentality, well, if I do it this way, maybe it is the right way because it does keep you thin, it does keep you motivated. You know, you have to present yourself very poised, very mannerly, very friendly to get the jobs. And when you're exhausted all the time and you feel less confident, about, you know, your body or just your personality, you think, oh, well, this is easy. Let me just, you know, take a pill or whatever your, you know, your drug of choice, whatever you, you know, I'm sorry, I got blank.
Oh, whatever, like whatever you could get your hands on, but you weren't, were you pressured?
I was pressured, you know, and I just, I talk about this as my experience because this is, you know, I don't like to put labels on the industry, but for me, when I was signed with the agency, there was pressure from the agency. They, you know, they did expect you to look a certain way all the time. I was not allowed to, you know, change my hair. I was not allowed to do a lot of things to change my appearance. I had to stay a certain weight, a certain size.
Let me ask you a question, because I know there's a lot of... plus, when you're thinking about this, part of it is emotional for you, isn't it? Even to think about it. So I don't want you to get back into crazy experiences. But it is a lifestyle. I mean, Michelle, what was your lifestyle? What helped create your issues in your lifestyle?
Well, unfortunately, it began when I was younger. My mom was very mentally abusive to me, always picked me apart. I never felt good enough. I felt if I walked into a room, everyone was turning and looking at me and just picking everything that was wrong with me instead of saying nice things. So you're always trying to, I mean, as a child, you're always trying to get approval from your parents. So that was hard for me. Then when I became a mom, I did different things. I felt like I had a purpose. I was now a mom. I raised a great child. So that was my own self-approval for myself, and I didn't need my mom's approval at that point. And that actually is one of the only things nice she said to me, that I was a great mom. But now that my son's grown and I was in a toxic relationship that did the same thing that my mother did, that's what turned me to drugs.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Put me into a very deep, dark depression.
Mm-hmm. So in your mind, Garrett, you can chip in here. So this place, I mean, the whole point of this treatment center and spiritual growth therapy is to do everything differently. We don't believe
right.
in the traditional kinds of, we do a lot of, as you guys know, you've been in my Gestalt group, we do a lot of Gestalt therapy, which is very, very active, you know, very emotional, very deep. We also do hypnotherapy. We also do meditation.
Trauma.
So we do a lot. We do trauma therapy. And for most of the people listening to this radio show, they don't have any idea what we mean when we say any of that. Can you guys describe a little bit about how that stuff works, or how it's different from where you've been before?
Well, I personally, this was my first time in-house.
Right.
However, I tried to detox and then go to meetings. And I knew it was more than just my addiction that was causing it. So I have found here, as much as you want to try to avoid it because you're scared of the emotions that are going to come out, they make you do that in trauma therapy, in your psychodynamics, things like that. And I do actually feel better. I feel like there's weight coming out of me, that my chest isn't so heavy, that I'm not having panic attacks or anxiety because I'm out in this world and I feel alone now and, you know, scared to be, you know, the person that I was before. And they teach you here that you're not, your identity isn't just a mom or a drug addict or you know, a depressive person, that you are a woman or a man and you're beautiful and you're good and you're nice and things like that. So it really is turning my ideas around, and I'm just trying to get rid of that negative tape in the back of my head and re-record it to positive thinking.
That's all this is about, negative tapes. Garrett, so do you have negative tapes, and how are you overcoming them?
Absolutely. I mean, for the question you had before, what makes this place different? And I think what really makes this place different between all the treatment centers I've been before is I'm different. You know,
right.
I came in here, I really, really wanted it.
Right.
I was just I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was on the street. You know, I just had no self-worth. And I feel like you're not in any treatment center you go to, you need to really want it.
Right.
I feel like that's the most important part.
That's right.
But this place is amazing. It's really, really changed my life. I came in here, I really wanted it, and I put in the work, and I got results out of it. This place is amazing. They put my insecurities on the board, and we worked on them one by one. I can't repay this place. And the spiritual growth therapy is a beautiful thing. I'm learning a new way of life. I'm only 19 years old. I'm learning a new way of life that people search their entire lives for. And I think that's the best gift I've learned today.
The heart is a blue. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace.